their offense? You have familiarity with it. What do they remind you of? Any team that you've played this year?
You know, they have a little bit of North Texas in their running game. Probably more similar to Auburn from last year. You know, with a lot of motions, a lot of post snap movement. You know, that really makes you dial in with your eye control. But that's in the last couple of years, I'd say, from a misdirection standpoint and a gap scheme standpoint, probably Auburn.
What specifically have you been doing to? I know you're not going to change a ton, but any minor tweaks to try to get the guys prepared for that?
Just reps, you know, eye control and reps, and you know, making sure that they understand who they need to be keying and what that person does, tells them what to do.
Eye candy, is that a good way of?
Yeah, eye candy, window dressing.
Does that help more? Because we, terrible comparison probably, but you see a lot of, you know, whether it's triple option or zone read, a lot of those that use a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, same type
in
deal.
A bowl game, sometimes those teams preparing for it can have some success since you are given a couple weeks.
Definitely. I mean, any time you have extra time to prepare, it's going to help you regardless of the scheme. But obviously, yeah, whenever there's a lot of window dressing, it's beneficial for sure.
Their QB, what stands out with what he's been able to do? I know he missed a couple games in the middle of the year, but I think over the last couple games, he's been playing pretty well.
He's electric. The one thing about him is he can hurt you with his arms and his feet. And I think a lot of their offense is obviously run through his strengths. They do a good job keeping him on the move when he does pass the ball, and when they do decide to drop back, he's most dangerous when he extends the play with his feet. But obviously in their running game, he's always a threat to keep the ball and run with it. So he makes you stay disciplined, and obviously you got to have one or two people accounted for him every play.
When we first had a chance to talk to you after Sunday, you know, you said the guys didn't care if they were going to Timbuktu or New Orleans. Have you continued to get that sense throughout the
definitely.
Last five, six practices?
Most definitely. And really today was probably one of our better practices of the entire season. Spirited, a lot of passion out there, a lot of enthusiasm. But, you know, obviously after the last time we stepped on the field, nobody wants to end that way. And being able to celebrate the team the other night at the banquet, you know, it kind of puts things into perspective. And there was a lot of love in the air, man, a lot of 40, 50-year-old men, you know, really, really becoming emotional once they start talking about their players. And I think it's reciprocated amongst the team. You know, there's a lot of love, man. It's a close-knit team, a lot of good kids on this team and a lot of good coaches that care for their kids. So it's been a great experience.
Would you say it's a similar feeling as last year heading into the bowl game, is coming off a tough loss in the fashion that you lost against Marshall?
Yeah, and I think our kids just like to compete. You know, I really do. They're blue collar. It doesn't matter what they're doing, they're going to compete, and they're going to compete hard. But anytime you go to a bowl game, there's no such thing as a bad bowl game, you know, and the excitement of being able to play in the Superdome, I think, has energized them even more so. So definitely similar feel anytime you go to any bowl game, I'd say.
All right, appreciate it.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it,
Mark. Yes, sir.